Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and our June series, Broadband Love, continues now. All this month, we're looking at the world of online dating, and I'm pleased to welcome our guide for the rest of the month, Charles Orlando. He's a relationship expert at yourtango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men. Today, we're asking the question, who exactly dates online anyway? Charles, welcome to WNYC, and thanks for joining us for this series.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Want to tell us a little bit about yourself first? You're married, I see. Did you meet your wife online?
No, I didn't. We met 21 years ago, and two kids later, we're having a great time. But there are a lot of people who meet online. We can get into a lot of those stats. But just about a little bit more about me. Author, relationship expert, wrote a book that came out a couple of years ago entitled The Problem with Women is Men. And a follow-up just came out this last January. But I've had the privilege of connecting with thousands of people, both online and offline, around their successes and their challenges when it comes to long-term relationships and marriage. And, of course, online dating comes into all of that. So that, coupled with my work with Your Tango at yourtango.com, I've met a lot of people who have had some great times and some challenging times, and I'm pleased to share some of that data with you today.
And as you know, we kicked off the series last week with a call-in for people to share their stories about online dating, lots of stuff to follow up on. But after the show, we saw this tweet from Amir, who wrote, "Anybody ever use an online dating site?" That's the topic on Brian Lehrer's show right now. The phones are lit up with callers. I had no idea. So let's start there. Online dating is big. It's not just a little corner of the dating world, right?
Oh, it's totally big. So when we talk about size, just in the U.S. alone, there are 1,500 dating sites in the United States, and that's some of the large ones. Like we can talk about eHarmony or Match. Or Zoosk, or there's the smaller ones that are very specific to either interest or religion, like JDate or Christian Match, or there's a number of others there. But when you say big, it was a $900 million industry in 2007, but as of this year, it's a $1.9 billion industry. So it's big.
So listeners, we'll get back later in this series to advice about online dating and sharing stories and stuff. But today it's mostly interesting stats, the demographics of online dating. So we're going to invite your stats, anecdotal or other. If you date online and want to share your demographic data, let us know. That is, maybe you found that 50% of women post a picture with their dog, or 64% of men use a picture that's 10 years old. Let us know about your demographic observations in your online dating experiences. 212-433-WNYC. It doesn't have to be fully sourced, researched, and regression analyzed. It just has to come from your own experience. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Any stat that you would throw in from your experience about the online dating world, 212-433-9692 for Charles Orlando. There are 54 million singles in the United States. 1 in 10 of those use dating services. There are approximately 1,500 dating sites in the United States. Another interesting stat that we won't ask you to comment on, a porn industry spokesman was recently quoted as saying that his industry's $74 million loss last year was in part due to the rise of internet dating. Does that make sense to you, Charles?
Well, to some degree, yes. I know that porn has suffered a lot over the years. In fact, if you back up to 2002, 2003, they were looking for an infusion of cash from the government because they couldn't maintain the infrastructure to keep porn going, which, of course, unfortunately, is a large backbone of the internet. So it does make sense.
I didn't know you could lose money doing porn, but I guess now they're losing money on porn. Let's see some of the responses to our question coming in on our Facebook site. Caitlin says, I think about 97% of guys claim to work hard and party harder. She adds. Claire on Facebook says 80% of men are only interested in women their age or 10 years younger. So, listeners, what are your own demographic observations from your online dating experiences? 212-433-9692. Now, you sent a stat, Charles, that said 64% of online daters say common interests are the most important factor in finding a potential partner online. That's common sense, I guess. Anything jump out at you there?
Well, it does. It is very much common sense where people say personality matters for sure. But that personality is really what matters on the date. So for a stat, 49% say that it's physical characteristics that they see in photos or videos that really get their attention to start. So there's that to throw in there as well. It's that mix. I mean, that's the challenge with online dating, right? It's trying to jumpstart the beginning of the courtship process, and you're missing a lot of the body language cues and a lot of the voice cues and personality cues that you aren't necessarily out in front of you. So people are trying to use a combination of their impressions off of what's written as well as the photos and videos that they see to put that together for themselves.
Here's an interesting one. 17% of couples who got married last year met online, and married couples who met online have an average courtship period of about 18 months. Married couples who met offline, their courtships lasted about 42 months. That's astounding to me. People are getting married after 18 months if they met online, but 42 months if they met offline. That's really different.
Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, as I was mentioning, it really jumpstarts the process. When you talk about the beginning of a relationship, it's very infatuation-based, combination of chemical and emotional connection. But when you have purely an emotional connection online, where it's how you feel about what's written and what you see without all those other cues, it ends up getting very jaded, where you see all the positives and all the hope. Not necessarily the reality of what it looks like. So you can extrapolate out of this the current divorce rate, how many breakups come from online dating, because there are success stories, and I heard them last week, and I've talked to a number of people who have had success in online dating. But just to throw out some other facts here to continue the conversation, when you poll the number of people, this is from the Washington Post, who believes in love at first sight, 71% of people who date online believe in love at first sight. However, those people who are online, how many of those have dated more than one person simultaneously? 53%. So, you know, if you believe in love at first sight and you're dating more than one person, that's not the one.
Let's see about some other people's demographic observations from their online dating experiences. Guy in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I noticed, I've been on OkCupid for a while, and I noticed there's this trend on every woman's profile that they say they have this acerbic wit, or that they're sarcastic, or that they're very funny. And then when you actually meet them, they're not funny.
There you go. Charles, do you think this is a common thing to boast about, accurately or not?
Sure. Well, I think they want to be perceived as strong and witty, or they want to be perceived as having that huge personality. And remember that these profiles are very much an advertisement, and people make lots of jokes around the falsehood of advertising and marketing. This, unfortunately, is no different, where you're going to get some truth as part of these advertisements, and there's going to be some falsehoods that appear. I mean, it's kind of like online dating as a majority is challenging for a variety of reasons, but the one that jumps out at me is that it's very much like getting fast food, where what you get once you purchase it doesn't necessarily look like the picture that you saw.
You know, Guy, it takes two people to make witty banter.
You're right. I can totally see that. It's just I think it's sort of funny when it's that way, I guess. Like I said, it seems like more than half the women I read on the profiles, it says that they're funny.
And then you're not finding them funny. Thank you very much. Christian in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys. I just want to give a little bit of feedback from my personal experience on and off over the last few years. Actually, thing that I found interesting is often women will put photos of themselves on Halloween parties and such. At Halloween parties, and usually the outfit is a cat suit, like a leotard, black leotard with a little cat nose and whiskers and a couple of ears, and it seems a little odd that kind of costume seems to be like the most common one that I've seen on photos over the last few years.
All right. Christian's also, demographic observation about what women wear in their online online dating site photos. You think that's common? I don't. He may just be making a joke, but I would think it's uncommon to dress provocatively.
Well, the most common photos are casual photos like that in a party. It also depends on what they're looking for. But I would warn everyone that women, statistically, women put up photos and videos that are about a year and a half old. Men put up photos that are about 6 months old on average. But, yeah, you will end up with people, both men and women, who end up dressed in something provocative, men shirtless if they have any type of a build to them. They want to be seen as attractive, and they feel that that's a big part of it.
Megan on our Facebook page has a demographic observation. She writes, 90% of men list their height as 5'9", which is evidently code for 5'2".
Well, definitely. So when you talk about what people lie in their profiles, men lie most about how old they are, how tall they are, and how much money they make, and in that order. But women lie about how much they weigh, what their physical build is, and their age, in that order.
Rachel in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
It's funny, actually, because my comment speaks to the point that Megan just read on Facebook, is that, I mean, I have found that it's actually not 5'9", it's more like, guys think that like 6 foot is kind of like a magic number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet them in person and you're like, 5'8" is not 6 foot. Mm-hmm. And this is based on like my personal experience, as well as a lot of girlfriends and I have started sort of pooling data. So I have like all these surveys of people who've sent me their dating info.
Ooh, you're a citizen demographer.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's another one besides height?
Another one besides height is generally, I think, just photos that don't match up with what they look like in person. I know anytime I see a profile where the pictures don't mostly all look like the same person, like you scroll down and you're like, wait, this is definitely, these are all different people. What are you doing? I generally avoid that sort of profile. And I would say it's not a high percentage, but maybe 25-30% have photos that are just all over the place. It just seems inconsistent.
Citizen demographer Rachel in the online dating scene. Why would people, Charles Orlando, lie about their height or, you know, distribute old photos? They're setting themselves up for their dates being disappointed.
Well, yes, they are. And that's part of the issue, is that they put out false information and then they wonder why their dates don't work right. It also depends on what they're looking for. So some people use online dating just as a way to meet new people. But they lack the follow through or the self esteem or both of taking that to the next level. They're afraid, so they don't necessarily think that they will end up in person with someone. That's the other piece.
Another stat from the overall usage of online dating sites that I've seen: the average user age in the U.S. is 48, according to Reuters. Do you think it's that old?
I was going to say somewhere between 45 to 50 for sure. These are people who are either fresh out of a relationship situation, perhaps divorced, and are entering back into the dating scene. But what do you do at 40, 45 years old? Do you go to a bar? Is that what you do? No. So they end up either at Match or eHarmony or one of the other sites looking for that connection.
I think it's a good stat to get out there because it gives people of that age or older some hope. I think a lot of people who are 48 or so might think, oh, dating sites, they're all for people in their 20s and 30s, so why should I even bother? So I think that's a useful stat for people to know.
But there's also seniors that are looking at it too, because maybe they're not looking for love, but they are looking for that connection that leads to love. So, yeah, you'll find them at all ages.
Charles Orlando from the dating site YourTango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men. He will join us at this time every Thursday for the rest of the month of June as we continue our month-long series on online dating that we call Broadband Love. Next week, we'll break down some of the sites. Which site is right for you? Do those compatibility algorithms really work? And should you have to pay for online dating? Charles, talk to you next week.
Thank you.